Each year, WPSU-FM holds a contest to choose a design for a limited edition poster print that we offer as a fun drive thank you gift. We sent WPSU's Christine Allen to find out more about the winner.
I'm at the door of a charming green house built in the 1870s that used to serve as a one-room schoolhouse for the residents of Lamont, Pennsylvania.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing all right. Welcome to Lamont.
It's the home of Jonathan McVary, winner of WPSU's Art for the Airwaves contest. It's a short walk from McVary's front door to the place where he took his winning photograph.
This is Lamont's greenery. It's a grain elevator and coal sheds. You call it the cornerstone piece of the little village here.
The granary is a tall wooden building about four stories high, built on the slope of a hill right next to the railroad tracks.
Back in the day, the train would come up here on the tracks, and farmers would meet here and load up and ship it off to all over the state.
Do you know how old this building is?
1885, so 132 years old.
McVary says that's why he titled his winning photograph, 132 Winters in Lamont. So what was going on the day you took the picture?
Like many people here in Lamont, I was getting the mail at the post office, which is one of my favorite things to do, because I'm able to walk to the post office, see some neighbors, say hi. It's right across the street from the granary.
He says he snaps a photo almost every time he walks by the landmark.
If it's not of the granary, it's of the church, the old church, or the train tracks, or the green, or something. In this particular day, it was just snowing just right. The flakes were big, though, you know, those kind of covered the road.
The photo shows the front of the granary, which had an enormous Christmas wreath hanging on it. The slope of the hill below is covered with snow, and you see the building through a veil of large snowflakes. How long have you been taking pictures?
I mean, some form, many, many years, ever since I was little. But I wouldn't call myself a photographer by any means.
McVary says he took his winning photo of the granary on his smartphone.
Yeah, which is pretty amazing. I think when we were doing the proofs, someone asked me what camera I used. And at first I was a little embarrassed to say it was my phone. But then people were so impressed that it was on a phone that I was like, all right, cool.
Phones are getting pretty good
now.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
But what he used to take the photo didn't matter. WPSU's community judges choose the Art for the Airwaves winner without knowing the names or anything else about the artists. We tell you this because, full disclosure here, McVary happens to be married to WPSU's news director, Emily Reddy. McVary is a communication strategist for the College of Communications at Penn State, and photography isn't his only creative hobby. He also likes to write and play the guitar.
I am a guitar player in the acoustic duo Hops and Vines. We actually play here in the green in the summertime for the Lamont Village Green concerts.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school.
Hops and Vines also plays frequently in many towns around central Pennsylvania. In the duo, McVary plays guitar with singer Christy Clancy, and together they cover a broad range of songs.
One of the things we try to strive for is music that people know but don't necessarily hear all the time.
Because the night belongs to lovers, because the night.
On occasion, McVary does some singing, too. Sometimes songs he's written, like this heartfelt tribute to small-town life.
Take a turn up Pike Street, enjoy the scene. Take a turn up Mount Nittany, to the Lamont Village Green. Enjoy the people, enjoy the sights, enjoy the music in this town tonight.
McVary says he's working on a book about Lamont, too. That would be a third art form in which he has paid tribute to his little town. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
We are lucky all of this is around. So let's enjoy this little town. Let's enjoy our little town.